You know, yesterday you had said that you're taking certain precautions with Navarre Beach and throughout the county, but it was a fluid situation, and nothing proves that more than the decision today to now close Navarre Beach. How'd you reach that decision?
I think there were several things. You were there yesterday, and we mentioned yesterday. It is very dynamic, and the concern is obviously social distancing and trying to prevent the spread of this coronavirus. Based upon several factors, the reporting from the beach, from our beach safety director, where his estimate yesterday was we had almost 4,000 people on Navarre Beach. And that's not a large number, considering we have 4.5 miles of beach, but they weren't spread out over that 4.5 miles of beach. They were spread out over a much smaller area. So the report was people were doing a fairly decent job, and there was lots of open beach, but there was also some crowded areas of beach. That was the first factor. That we got concerns from our senior law enforcement, from the sheriff, regarding the potential for an influx of people to come to our beaches based upon the actions of Okaloosa and Walton counties, that those folks who were staying there and could no longer access those beaches would make their way to Santa Rosa County or in Navarre Beach or to open beaches, essentially. And that influx of people would make it unmanageable, and social distancing would not even be possible. The third factor was a request from our senior healthcare providers, CEOs of our hospitals, from Baptist, Ascension Sacred Heart, West Florida, and from Santa Rosa Medical, all signed a letter to the Board of County Commissioners seeking additional restrictions from the government in order to fight this coronavirus. And the two things they recommended or asked for that we weren't doing was closing access to the public beaches, and while closing the beach. And the second thing was to restrict restaurants to carry out only. And since those are really our front line of defense, they're the ones handling the cases, they're the ones dealing with the patients, they're the ones with the expertise, I think that carried a lot of weight.
As you probably know, as we're speaking here, just before 1 o'clock, Escambia County is wrestling with the same idea that, hey, spring breakers are seeing that, at least as of today, Pensacola Beach is open. Let's head over there for the day or the rest of our spring break.
Yes, sir. It's on my computer screen right now. I've got it muted, but I've been watching that, and I've been in communication with Ms. Gilley, their county administrator, this morning before they went into the meeting, to let her know the actions that we were considering and I would be taking in Santa Rosa County.
How's it going to be enforced out there? Will you have deputies just making routine patrols up and down the beach to tell people, sorry, the beach is closed? Will there be signage? I know the pier will also close, but the boat ramp will remain open.
Yes, sir. We had a meeting this morning at 8:15 to discuss that specific thing with the sheriff and his major operations coordinator, Major Bringman, who will oversee the enforcement, and their approach will be multi-pronged. One is to limit access to really Santa Rosa Island to those who have business on the island. They're either a resident there, they are renting a condo or a home there, they are staying at the Spring Hill Suites, they have a business that they operate, they're working on any of the construction projects that are out there, they're cleaning crews, they're delivering food, any number of reasons, but you can't go to Navarre Beach just to hang out because the beach is closed. So they're moving equipment now. They will be set up later this evening to enforce the beach closure. The second piece of that will be their ATVs, UTVs, side-by-sides will be deployed to the beach, and school resource officers, which are not being used in our schools at this point in time, will augment. And they have a plan, putting together a plan to maintain patrols up and down the beach to make sure that people understand that the beach is closed.
Now, let's turn for a second to the decision about the restaurants with either delivery or takeout. Any idea how many restaurants in the county will be affected by this?
I do not have a number.
Yeah, we're trying to get with some chamber folks to help us out with that. But again, it's probably the social distancing. It's reducing the risk of spreading the virus.
Yes, sir. And I think that's the biggest part. I think anecdotally, restaurants were, again, trying to do that. I think the recommendation and the request from those senior healthcare providers that was a necessary step. And as you saw yesterday, the mayor of Pensacola enacted that step within the city limits of Pensacola. And that's another thing that I think the Escambia County Board will be considering what measures they need to take. But based upon that recommendation, that was added to the protective measures that were enacted.
So that'll include access to the restaurants on Navarre Beach itself?
Yes, sir. Well, Nuwana's is already closed.
Right.
They closed earlier this week. Broussard and our pier will close. That will include the restaurant at the pier. So the only restaurant remaining would be Broussard's, and they would be going to a takeout, carryout service delivery.
Again, we don't expect you to have all the answers, but the closure will be in effect until further notice?
As I was taking the action as the county administrator, it will be on our agenda next week for the board to, you know, ratify previous actions, essentially. I thought it would be appropriate that it be enforced until the Board of County Commissioners took further action. The letter we received requested a minimum of 14 days. That really takes us beyond our next meeting, our meeting next week and the meeting the following week. So if there's any changes, it would probably be our meeting on April 9th where those would be considered. Unless the situation changes, the reporting comes back from the test results that we're awaiting, and there are no cases, fewer cases than expected. Who knows that, as we discussed yesterday, it's going to continue to be a fluid and dynamic situation. So I didn't put a specific end date on there.
All right. County Administrator Dan Schebler, I appreciate you taking time this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Tom. Pleasure talking to you.
Tom Ninestein, WWF News.